This is program number LW2204. Well, have you ever had anybody to talk behind your back? Who hasn't? And we don't like it either, do we? Hi, this is Larry West. I've got a story for you. It's a true one. Some time ago, a man named Timothy Dwight, who was even a former president of Yale, didn't like a man running for the presidency of the United States. In fact, he said that if this man were elected president, and this is a quote, "We may see our wives and daughters, the victims of legal prostitution, soberly dishonored, speciously polluted, the outcast of virtue, the loathing of God and man." Sounds like he was denouncing Hitler, doesn't it? But believe it or not, Mr. Dwight was denouncing, are you ready? Thomas Jefferson. There was another fellow I want to tell you about who was denounced as a hypocrite, an imposter, a man who was little better than a murderer. That's a quote. In fact, there was even a newspaper cartoon drawn with this man on a guillotine, his head lying in the proper spot, and the huge blade ready to fall and cut it off. As he would ride through the streets, crowds would hiss at him and jeer at him. You know who it was? Are you ready again? This one was George Washington. And yet these two men didn't let the hissing and the booing and the backbiting ruin them. That's because they were the kind of men who apparently could take it and succeed in spite of it. If there was any man in history who had the hecklers, it was Winston Churchill. And one of the greatest antagonists against him was the American-born Lady Astor. Yet in spite of her and those who felt like she did toward Winston Churchill, he became immortal in our memories. One day, Lady Astor was exceptionally furious at Winston Churchill. Instead of talking about him behind his back, she decided then to attack him face to face that day. Furiously, she roared at him. "If I were your wife," she said, "I would put poison in your coffee." Now, you know, you talk about discouraging words. Few people could really take that in stride and smile in spite of it. "If I were your wife, I would put poison in your coffee." But you know, what we are. And what we can become in spite of the hecklers. By the way, I guess I ought to tell you what Winston Churchill said to Lady Astor that day. When she said, "If I were your wife, I would put poison in your coffee," Churchill replied to her by saying, "If I were your husband, I would drink it." Even the strong have to show their weaknesses now and then, I guess. And exchanging barbs is not really a sign of strength at all. Often it is the sign of weakness. My point, though, is, well, to use the words of a proud father one day, no one kicks a dead dog. The father who said that had just seen his son, Robert Hutchins, inaugurated to the presidency of the University of Chicago. His son was just 30 years old. The boy had worked his way through Yale, working as a waiter, a lumberjack, a tutor, and even as a clothesline salesman years ago. And at 30, he was inaugurated as president of what was then the fourth richest university in America. And critics had a field day. They heckled and hissed and criticized this boy wonder because of his youth, his inexperience, and his cockeyed educational ideas. And that was what this young man's father was talking about when he said to a friend, "No one ever kicks a dead dog." So, if you feel heckled sometimes, maybe it's because you're doing something others wish they had thought of, wish they were doing. And apparently, you ain't dead. So instead of feeling like a victim, take it as a motivation to go on and become what you can become. There was another fellow one day, around 32 or 33 years old, who found himself the victim of hecklers, like a monkey in a cage. Everyone's complaining eye was on him. They walked by and shook their heads in disgust, clucking their tongues as though he had just been a naughty boy and needed correcting. And as this young man hung there on that cross, there were hecklers who even came by and spit on him. But in spite of those who hated him, Jesus Christ became the victor of victors, the immortal of immortals, the champion of champions. Let Jesus be your motivation. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. If you're having a rough time right now simply because there seems to be a lot of people on your back, just remember, no one kicks a dead dog. Get up, reach out, and win. Look to Jesus. He's a great motivation. I've written a pamphlet called, "What is the Gospel?" Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.